I am so excited for this one. Where I see most people trip up with their manifestations or get kind of stuck or confused in the manifestation process is usually when people get moving and going with the manifestation process and then they fall out of balance. There's two sides of this process. There's the side that is more energetic based, right? More when we focus on our vibration, our frequency, our inspiration, our ideas, our intuition, the things that aren't seen. And then there is the other side, the side that grounds your ideas and your inspiration and the downloads and intuitive hits that you receive from the universe to act upon your dreams, your desires, grounds these things into reality, into this 3D physical reality that is this human experience, right? You can see, touch, feel. We're in a 3D reality here. And usually, when I am working with clients or students, or even in my own practice, and I find that this person is getting stuck. They're getting confused. Maybe they're feeling a little disappointed or discouraged because they're not really moving things forward. Or if they are, it's a lot harder than they had anticipated. And listen, I'm not here to say that the process of changing your life, of achieving your dreams and goals isn't going to have a level of difficulty or challenge, because it will. And ultimately, what's the point of life if we aren't being challenged, if we aren't being pushed to grow? That's a part of the fun of it. But it doesn't have to be so hard as I see so many people make it for themselves. And that level of hard is a good indication that you're moving out of alignment. You are out of balance. So, where I see people trip up is they're usually leaning too much to one side. And another way that we can represent these sides that I think is a lot more tangible and just easy to say is the feminine and the masculine. So, we all have feminine and masculine energies within us. Feminine and masculine energy is the core of creation. When we really boil it all down, and I say this in like every episode, I'm not gonna get too esoteric here, but I really could. This duality, this polarity is actually really the spiritual realization that drew me to all of this in the first place. I am a Gemini, and so when I learned about duality, when I learned about polarity, and that actually this isn't a bad thing to experience, right? This kind of double-sided, pulled in two ways, opposing energies within us, that this is actually the core of everything, the core of creation, and that we're meant to have these two energies working within us, and that when we harmonize them, we can really create magic. When I discovered this, I mean, boom, like so much clicked for me. It's like that emoji that's getting its head blown. It's like still is me to this day. That's why I'm reeling it back and not going to go too deep into this, because I can talk about polarity and duality and the importance of it for days. But when we talk about these two energies, again, the energies that are at the core of all creation, these energies, this masculine and feminine energy that we have within ourselves, that is what enables us to be creators, conscious, intentional creators in this reality. Often people are leaning too much to one side. So when you see somebody leaning too much into the masculine, this is what that hustle culture looks like, that grind culture, that work, 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 and no play kind of situation. This is when somebody will begin to feel burnt out, will begin to feel uninspired. They will become in touch with their intuition, with their own desire and their flow, and just begin to kind of move in this autopilot way of just getting done. And listen, I'm all about getting done. I'm all about productivity and hustle in this new reowned way that I'm going to share more about with you guys this year through this channel and through all of my work. We're taking back the word hustle, but I'm talking about this unbalanced hustle, this out of alignment hustle, this hustle that doesn't feel good to you. It's not a working inspiredly towards your goals. It's this almost forceful, I have to do this or else kind of energy. So again, this is when you see people burn out. You see people become uninspired, unmotivated, because they aren't actually taking time to incorporate enough of the other side of the coin, which is the feminine. Now, when we see somebody lean too much into the feminine, what this can look like is not actually taking their ideas, although they can be amazing and juicy and wonderful and so intuitively guided and inspired. Hi, kitty boy. And can be these magical downloads from the universe that are so in alignment with this person's desires, with what they want to create in this life, but they aren't putting them into action. They aren't actually doing anything with this energy that they're receiving, with these insights, these downloads, these million-dollar ideas that truly could turn into million-dollar ideas if they just put it into work, right? If they actually took action on them. So this person lives a little too far in the dreamland. And again, you may hear me say aspects about both of these and say, well, that sounds like a good thing, right? And well, I want that, right? Maybe you want to be productive and working hard and grinding it out and hustling towards your goals because you have these big goals that you want to achieve and you are set on achieving them. And then on the flip side, maybe you're somebody who loves to be in that flowy dreamland and just kind of live that soft, flowy, intuitively led life. I'm not here to tell you that either are bad. What I'm telling you is that they can get out of balance. And when they get out of balance, when they aren't in this divine harmonization, we're holding ourselves back from embodying and harnessing our true ability as natural born creators, natural born manifestors in this life. We are these energetic light beings, but we chose to incarnate on this 3D physical reality so that we could take things from idea, from quantum field into conception in our 3D physical reality and actually live them out, create them through us and experience them. So here's what I want for you. I want you to understand this balance. I want you to feel equipped with the knowledge, the wisdom to create this harmony, this balance within your own life, within your own self, so that you can harness all of that manifestation power that you have within you to create that dream reality that you desire, to achieve all of those goals that you have and bring all of those amazing ideas forth into creation without ever feeling burnt out or leaning too far back and never actually getting things done or putting your amazing ideas into action. I want you to understand how you are investing in yourself, where you are investing your energy, how you are investing your energy, what results you are getting from these investments. Hello, kitty baby. They're just all joining us today. And how you can shift these energetic investments to get more of the results that you actually want. I want you to understand how you are investing your time, how you are investing your resources, how in the full picture you are investing into yourself. Because here's the thing, you are your greatest investment and you have so much power in what you invest in within yourself and from your own energy that you get from those investments within yourself. It's like this constant feedback loop of energy. And I want you to take control of it. I want you to have awareness of how you are actually moving this cycle of energy and utilizing it in a way that supports you and what you desire to create. I want you to feel supported to flow. And these two things we often don't think of together, right? Like a structure and a strategy and this support, this barrier, and then freedom and flow. But really, the key to this freedom and flow, to those feelings that we associate with this freedom and flow, right? Safety, security, ease, effortlessness. This comes from a foundation of structure, of safety, of this barrier. I like to think of it as like these hands holding you so that you can just fly around like a little fairy and flow. This is that masculine structure. This is that balance of that divine masculine and divine feminine. The divine masculine will hold you, will support you, will provide you with that structure and that strategy that allows you to be in that feeling of ease, that feeling of relaxation, of just letting go, leaning back, knowing that it's all taken care of, it's all getting done. And so you really get to tap into all of the juice that is there for you when you really are in that state of flow, in that state of being able to access your intuition and channel through those million-dollar ideas. So that is what I'm here to support you in with this episode, our final episode in the 3-part Scale Up Level Challenge series that I've made for you guys as a part of a celebration, a kickoff for my course Scale, my Mindset, Success, and Manifestation course, launching now. It is currently open for enrollment. I'm welcoming in a completely new round of students from February 29th to March 17th. I'm really excited about this round because you may have heard in episode 1 and episode 2 of this Up Level Challenge series. This is a special round because I'm actually going to be updating and adding to the course live with this round. I shared more about this in episode 2, so I won't go too deep into this here, but although Scale is already a full force course, I mean, truly, it has everything. I call it a success mindset and manifestation course because it has everything you need to know about manifestation. We also obviously go deep into mindset because that's a lot of the core of the work that I'm passionate about. So much stems within our subconscious mind. So much of the reality we create, I mean, 95% of the reality that we create comes from the subconscious mind. So mindset work is always at the root of pretty much anything when it comes to you up-leveling into that next level self and being able to create and creating that next level life for yourself as well. And then I call it a success course as well because that's really what the juice of Scale is that makes it so different from any other manifestation course that you will probably find, is that a huge portion of this course is that balance, that divine balance between divine masculine and divine feminine energy. So showing you not just what manifestation is about, but how to walk the talk of it, how to actually implement it into your life. My cats are fighting behind me. Please ignore them. How to actually walk it out, how to actually implement it in your life in a very tangible way. I'm not leaving you in this program with questions of like, okay, now I understand manifestation, but how do I actually do it? How do I do this on a day-to-day basis? How do I actually make my dreams, my goals happen in this 3D physical reality with the energetics, which, as you know, is so big and so important in the manifestation process. I also teach you strategy. I teach you the success principles that ground the concept of manifestation, ground your intuitive hits, ground the energetics into application in the 3D physical reality. And I mentioned in the last episode as well that this is literally how I have created everything that I have created, how I have manifested everything that I have manifested, how I have achieved all the up levels that you guys have seen me achieve. It is through this process. And there's something that I help you build out in Scale, which is called the Scale Playbook. And I live off this shit, okay? I run my life from the Scale Playbook. This is no exaggeration. And the Scale Playbook is actually one of those things that is being updated live with this round because I've updated the way that I utilize the Scale Playbook. And something that I'm really big on and live in integrity of within my teachings is that as I grow and evolve, I want you to grow and evolve too. So once you invest in my course, you are in it for life and you get the updates and additions that I add as I evolve and learn new modalities and techniques or strategies or spiritual insights that I want to share with you that I know are going to take you even deeper and make the program even more transformational for you. So for example, even my previous Scale students, my former round Scale students, they will get all these updates and additions that I'm making live with this current round too. That's very important to me, especially within Scale, because that's what it's all about. This course isn't a one-time, one-and-done thing. It is a program I have designed for you to refer back to again and again and again. And specifically the Scale Playbook, you will probably make it a part of your life where you are literally utilizing it every single day the way that I do. So I will be updating the scale playbook, which I'm so excited to share with you guys because it's gotten even more effective. And I can't wait to share the updated version that I've been utilizing with you guys. And I wanted to share with you a couple other updates that I'll be adding as a little sneak peek. Now, more is going to evolve as the course goes on and as I'm just intuitively inspired and in this creation vortex over the next few months. Because that's the thing, you guys, when I am creating a program or updating a program or adding additions, I am in a vortex. Like, I am dedicated to pouring my heart and soul into that program. And I'm just so excited to be in that space again because it's been a while since I have been in that space. Obviously, I get to do it here with you guys, but to just be able to pour into a private space like one of my programs is just so special and intimate to me, and I can't wait. But some of the additional things that I'm adding are a subconscious reprogramming vault. As some of you may know from following me on my Instagram, I've shared it over there. I might have mentioned it here as well, and maybe on my TikTok, I'm not sure. But I'm currently getting my master's in neurolinguistic programming, so basically becoming a mindset master coach. And I'm really excited to take all that I've been learning over the last few months and all that I learned at the practitioner level as well, which I took originally in 2020, but retook last year. I'm going to take these teachings, these practices, and create a subconscious reprogramming vault for you to reference inside of scale to help you to bust through any blocks, any limitations that might come up for you throughout your up-level process. And I really want to create this as its own specific area of the course, right? I'm not putting it in a module. It's going to be its own specific vault because I want it to be something that you can easily return to and kind of pick from as needed for whatever support, subconscious mind reprogramming work support you are needing at that time, and be able to apply these different techniques specifically for whatever is coming up for you to be worked through, released, and reprogrammed. I'm so excited to build that out. Like, I've just been nerding out so much on mindset work and subconscious mind work lately, being that I am working on getting my master's. So that's gonna be super fun to create. You've already heard me talk about in this episode, divine masculine and divine feminine energy. This is already a big part of scale, but I wanna add in more shadow work here, more deep healing work here through different techniques that I have recently gotten trained in as well. So I'm gonna leave that there, but this is gonna be really juicy, really powerful to heal your feminine wounds, sister wounds, mother wounds, and your masculine wounds as well, to really find that healing, that harmony, that balance of both within yourself and in how you are able to express yourself and relate to others out in the world. More human design. I am going to be adding more human design into scale. So scale is currently my only program that I have that I incorporate human design, but it's been something else I've been just nerding out on much more lately. So I'm very excited to add more success strategy aspects of human design into that portion of the course. So we dive into human design already in module 3 of scale, along with other strategies like cycle syncing and other practices of getting to know yourself so that you can learn how you uniquely function, your own unique energetic blueprint, what best supports you uniquely as a human being to be your best self so that you can work with yourself. And I've just seen all of these modalities work so well for me and for my clients in bringing us so much deeper into alignment and enabling us to share and express more of our power because we're able to nurture it more by working with ourselves in these ways, that I'm just really inspired to incorporate even more of that, even more human design, so that you can get to know yourself on an even deeper level and how to specifically create a life that works with you and for you. And last little preview that I'm gonna give you is I'm really excited and feeling so lit up by adding in more somatic techniques and maybe a sort of vault for these practices and techniques and videos for you to use as needed as well. but more somatic techniques for processing, moving, healing energy through the body and awakening energy in the body as well. This has been something that has really, really brought so much pleasure, alignment, just energy to my life lately. And I'm really excited to share it with you in scale. More of that sensual embodiment, more of that connecting to our bodies. This has been such an important part of my healing recently and my next level healing. And I'm currently getting certified in breath work and in other somatic healing modalities as well. So really excited to bring all of that to you in scale this round. So something that you should know as we dive into this episode is that I'm going to partially be speaking to your subconscious mind. Now, like I said, I'm getting my master's practitioner in NLP, so mindset work has really been at top of mind for me lately, and I really wanna infuse that into this final episode of our three-part scale up level challenge and let you have a real tangible shift. Now, this shift may not be something that you consciously are aware of that happens because, like I said, I'm going to be speaking to your subconscious mind quite a lot throughout this, but you might not even consciously register that I am. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you consciously understand it or not. What matters is that your subconscious mind is going to receive a powerful shift throughout listening to this episode. So just wanted to throw that disclaimer out there. If during parts of this you're like, okay, Brooke, where are you going with this? Just know that there's some subconscious language and there's going to be some storytelling for your subconscious mind that I'm going to be incorporating in here. So just lean back, relax, let the shift happen. Don't worry if you're driving or doing anything important while listening to this. I'm not going to put you into a hypnotic trance or anything like that. I wouldn't do that without getting your permission first, but I'm just going to be using some conversational subconscious mind work to just help your subconscious mind to really step into that next level version of yourself who is ready to be the CEO of your life and make shit happen and support yourself to make shit happen too. I often say it all starts with a decision. So it starts with that decision to just make it how it is. Make it who you are now. Make it what you do. Make it normalized and make it standard for yourself. It starts with that decision, and that decision alone can stop a lot of people. A lot of people don't even get to that point. And if you're here, I know that you're probably at that point. You're probably deciding, if you haven't already, you are working up the energy to decide that now is the time. Now is the time that you are going to make those dreams a reality, that you are going to change your life and make those things happen that you've dreamt of for so long. Now is the time that you are finally going to let yourself be who you've always wanted to be, because there's a reason why you've always wanted that. So it starts with that decision, but it doesn't stop there. Then we actually have to commit to it. We have to commit to the process. We have to decide over and over again that we're still in this, that we're still playing this game, and that this is still what we want, and we're still going to invest all of our energy into making it happen. This is what I like to call becoming the CEO of your life, right? Like the person who calls the shots and calls the shots with intention. A CEO isn't just haphazardly making choices. The CEO is responsible for the company. It's responsible for what the company evolves into, where they go from here, how they're going to change, how they're going to evolve, how they're going to scale. And you are the CEO of your life. Maybe you just haven't stepped into that position yet with the power that you have within you to really take that control and make that shit happen, make that scale of your life happen, evolve the way that you want to evolve. This is where in Scale, my course, the playbook that I talk so much about really comes in, because it really helps you to, I wanted to say tangibilize, but that's not a word, make tangible these changes that you want to make, these changes that you are making, and how you are going to make them, how you are actually going to make it all happen, how you are going to not just decide, but then stay committed to the decision and walk the talk of the process. This is how you begin to close that gap from who you are now and who you want to be. And you begin to just be them now, move as them now, take action as them now. Because quantum leaps don't happen in a single moment. Although that might be what it seems like to us when we see someone online talking about the quantum leap that they had. But what you need to know is that behind the scenes of that quantum leap was a bunch of micro decisions and continued commitment every single day, hour by hour, to the energy of this vision of this next level version of themselves and to the action of actually walking it out. Quantum leaps come from moving accordingly again and again because you are making all decisions based on the alignment to if this is what your next level self would do. If this is in alignment with where you want to go. Is this getting me closer to that vision? To that next level self, to fully being her now and living that reality now, yes or no, and then moving accordingly again and again and again in every single little tiny micro decision you can imagine. So I want you to decide right now, as you listen to the rest of this episode, that you aren't going to listen as the you who sat down and pressed play on this episode, but that you are going to listen with integrity. As the CEO of your life, stepping into that next level self and taking your power, taking your control back over the say that you have about where your life goes from here, what you create from here, how you are going to evolve and scale as a human being, as you living your life. There's a word that I can never remember. It's funny, I try to remember this word a lot. It comes up a lot in these spaces, in self-development spaces. You see people talk about it a lot online in these kind of spaces, and people often use it to explain how to achieve something or to be successful, how to make these commitments to yourself and to your future and stick with them. But it's just so funny because I can never remember what the fuck this word is. And I will even ask my boyfriend this same word all the time. And he knows the word now because I will ask him, I will give him the definition and say, what is that word? But I can never remember it in my mind. And it drove me crazy. And then this last weekend, I was working on this thing that I'm actually going to share with you guys later in this episode. And I wanted to name a portion of it with this word. But again, I couldn't remember this word. And finally, as I'm describing it to my boyfriend, for him to tell me the word for the millionth time, I realized that that word actually doesn't align with what I want to get across to you. I just didn't know a better word for it yet. So I decided to go on and not use that word. I found another one and just let myself kind of learn that lesson in that moment that that word actually doesn't align to me and that I would be on the hunt for a word that aligned better. And then a crazy trail of synchronicities happened throughout this weekend that really showed me why this word never stuck for me. In fact, a lot of weird synchronicities happened over this past week and while I was preparing for this episode for you guys, this final episode in this three-part challenge that has meant so much to me. And we're gonna get into a few of those in this episode. But first, I wanna tell you a little story. So I'm gonna read this story. It's something that I typed up over the weekend as well. And I just want you to let yourself take this story in, let your mind take this story in. And you may be thinking, Brooke, why are you telling us like a children's story right now? But trust me, I just want you to let it happen. Just lean back and enjoy this little story. It will all make sense by the end of this episode, okay? Don't question the process. Just flow with it. All right, so story time. So there was once a potato farmer who actually hated being a potato farmer. Actually, she didn't even like potatoes. She hated pulling the potatoes from the dirt, having dirty hands all the time, and being out in the hot, hot sun with nowhere to escape to shade. Just a bunch of potatoes and dirt. She dreamed of a much juicier life. a life of cool breezes and relaxed picnics sitting in the shade. She would spend all day dreaming of being a cherry farmer. She could practically feel it now. She spent that much time visualizing as she was out working in the potato fields, pretending that she was a cherry farmer and that she was actually picking cherries instead of potatoes. She would imagine the cool breezes that the trees would provide and the perfect escape from the sun that they'd give her as she would sit and enjoy her lunch each day, staring up at the green leaves and the bright red blossoming cherries in total bliss. This was her dream life. If only I could be a cherry farmer, she would say, then I would love every single day of my life. It would be the greatest expression of my soul and the perfect outlet for all the love I have to give to the beautiful cherry trees. Kitty Boy has joined us yet again for story time. She prayed and prayed every day, visualizing and wishing again and again. Then one day, after selling all of her potatoes for the season at the farmer's market, just as she was walking back to her truck, she saw a cherry stand. A cherry stand, she thought. There's never a cherry stand here. Could this be a sign? Then she saw, posted right next to the beautiful, big, red, juicy cherries, a sign that read, "Cherry tree seeds for sale." She looked at the money in her hand that she had made from all of potato season, then back at the cherry seeds, and back at her money again. Just then, she overhears a conversation. Just one little snippet of an exchange from one person to another. If not now, then when? She hears them say. As much as it felt like God herself speaking to her, she shook it off as nothing. This is too big of a cost. Too much money, too much time, too much energy, she thought to herself. I need that money, time, and energy for my potato farm. And she continued on her way. Cherry season came and passed, and another potato season too. The money the farmer would have spent on the cherry seeds was spent on her potato farm instead. The time she would have spent planting the seeds and watching her dreams grow to fruition was spent instead in the potato farm, dirty and hot. The energy she would have spent loving every single moment of being a cherry farmer was spent hating every moment of continuing to be a potato farmer. I want to talk to you about your time, your energy, and your resources, and where you're investing them, and what that's actually costing you. Someone who is the CEO of their life has their shit together here. They have a vision, and they know what they want. And then they utilize what they have to invest. Time, energy, money, resources, all into driving this vision forward. All into making it happen, making it a reality, and supporting themselves to do so. Their focus is clear, and they support themselves with a plan. They aren't just floating. And this is nuanced here, and we talked about this in the beginning, right? You may think, well, I want to be floating. And we can be in this flow. But we need to ground it. We need to also have this balance. We need to remember that although we are these light beings, these energetic beings, with this desire to be free, to flow, that we are also in this 3D physical reality for a reason. And we need to support ourselves to flow, to have this freedom, and to make our dreams a reality by grounding it down with some structure, with a plan, with some clarity in our vision. In how we are investing into this vision. There is this sacred balance, and it truly is sacred because, as I shared with you in the beginning, this is at the root of all creation, this balance between masculine and feminine energies. The feminine is what creates this vision. It's what receives this guidance. It's that intuition that is tuned to receive the signs. The feminine is able to dream and visualize and feel into the energy of what is in alignment, what you desire. And then the masculine grounds with strategy, structure, planning, and actually showing up for your dreams by taking action on them in the 3D physical reality. And then when we have this support, the feminine can feel free to flow, to create, to be inspired. The feminine feels safe to open and to receive and be in this flow state where she doesn't have to have a million things on her mind because she trusts that it is taken care of. And it is. She doesn't have to keep track of all these to-dos or things to remember. She is supported in that by that healthy masculine structure. So she can truly just be in this state of receiving and creating and channeling. And then the process repeats itself. The masculine then takes those seeds of inspiration that are channeled through divine feminine intuition. And then the masculine can plant these seeds and actually grow them and tend them in the physical reality. It is so beautiful. It is so sacred when we can understand this and when we can actually harmonize this energy within our own process of creation. So as you know, I have a workbook for you with every single one of these episodes of the Scale Up Level Challenge. This one is no different. And this is your final workbook for the final episode of the challenge. So I want you to do an audit of your investments. And I want you to do this as the CEO of your life, stepping into that next level self identity that we created in episode 2, keeping in mind that vision that we created in episode 1, and being the CEO who is that next level self and who has a clear focus on that vision and a clear intention to make it reality. And then audit how you are investing, how you are moving towards actually making this vision your reality, towards expanding into it, evolving into it, having the whole system, the whole business, right? You're the CEO of this business, which is you, moving in a unified direction towards making this vision happen. So audit your energy investment. How are you investing your energy every single day? We all have a certain amount of energy to spend on a daily basis. Where are you spending that energy? We must decide what we want and then put that energy towards what we want to create more of in our life, and also taking into account how we want that energy to be spent. I like to think of this as like a cloud or like a laser. I talk about a laser a lot when we talk about focusing our energy. And then the how of this energy is the feeling of it, right? So imagine like a different color laser, and your energy that you're focusing towards is the laser, but the how determines the feeling of the manifestation. Because we can put the same amount of energy towards the same thing, but the way in which we exude that energy, the frequency of that energy, is going to change what we receive as a result of that energetic investment, right? This is the simple principles of manifestation, of law of attraction. You get what you put out, essentially, right? So imagining that laser focusing towards what you want, and then the color of the laser being the essence of that energy, right? So do you want to be putting a forceful, negative, dragging energy behind your vision, or do you want to be putting a lit up, inspired, feel good, joyous, loving, gratitude energy as you're walking the talk of manifesting your vision and taking the actions towards it? As you are stepping into that identity of being the CEO of your life, ask yourself, how do you want to run this, right? How do you want to run this company that is your life? Who is the version of you who has already successfully manifested these goals, this vision into reality, and what are they like? We covered a lot of this in part 2, but this is getting more into some of the tangibles, more into the action behind it. So what has this next level version of you normalized as just completely how they are and what they do? And what does it feel like to do that? What and how do they naturally and normally invest their energy? I talk about these aspects of normalization and naturally, right? Like the standard, because these are really key points here. The normalization, what we normalize, becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of just what you do and how you move and how you do things normally. And the standards, this is like of course energy. Of course it's this way. Of course I do this. I couldn't imagine doing any less, or I couldn't imagine doing any more. This is what becomes like our energetic thermostat, which I talk about a lot in my courses, and I'll save it for another time. But what I want you to realize now is that stepping into what is normal and standard to your next level self is going to close that gap and help you to just start being it now. Start moving in that way now. Start investing your energy how that next level self invests theirs. Take an audit of your time investments. How are you investing your time every single day? Just like energy, we have a certain amount of time to spend every single day. We all have that same 24 hours in our day. So where are you investing your time? Audit how you're investing your resources. How are you fueling and supporting yourself in creating this vision, in stepping into this next level self fully now? Are you utilizing money as a resource for you to do this, as a resource for you to grow? This was one of my greatest shifts, especially not coming from money and not understanding, never having been taught how to utilize money as leverage for my own expansion and growth. You know, I was just taught you spend money on rent and food and clothes, and that's pretty much it. I never learned that you can actually leverage money. You can actually use money and juice it to create even more money, even more abundance, and even more expansiveness within your own self by investing in your growth, investing in yourself, investing in your business, right? As that CEO of your life, you are your greatest investment. So how are you leveraging and utilizing money to invest within your own self, to help yourself to grow, to help yourself to expand, which will ultimately lead you to making even more money? This is one of those things that the rich know, but the other people don't. And I grew up as one of those other people. But I want you to learn this a lot sooner than I did, because it was one of those keys that unlocked truly a whole new timeline of reality for me. I stopped seeing money as a limited thing and started to see it as this flow of energy. So as money came to me, I was able to utilize it and invest it to bring more to me, to invest in my growth, invest in my health, invest in my wellness, invest in my expansiveness, invest in my education, invest in these things that were helping me to get closer to creating my vision and make my dream life a reality. I begin to see that when we use money like this as energy, as an investment, as a limitless energy flow that can flow to us, support us, and is best utilized when it is flowing. And we have like this infinity symbol running with it, leveraging money to work for us, and then allowing that investment to bring even more back to us in return. This is when stuff really started happening for me. This is when my dreams really started to become a reality. I started to see myself as worthy of investing in, and my dreams as worthy of investing in. So how are you caring for yourself? How are you investing in yourself? And again, these investments are money, but also resources, right? How are you fueling yourself? How are you taking care of yourself? I often use the analogy of you are the star player. The star player on a team isn't chaining themselves to a desk for 12 hours a day and then eating junk food. They are treating themselves like the most valuable thing that there is for their success, because they are the most valuable thing that there is for their success. And so are you. Start to treat yourself like an athlete would treat themselves. If you don't have you to go after your dreams, there's no going after your dreams. So start seeing yourself a priority as the thing that is going to make your dreams happen. So invest in helping yourself to do so. You are worthy of investing in yourself. I wish somebody would have told me that sooner, but I'm just happy to know it now. I have made a little something for you guys that I will link down below. I haven't fully named it yet, but I will just call it the Scale Google spreadsheet for now. But this is something to help you to ground all that we've learned over these 3 weeks, over these three episodes, into practice. And this is like a microdose of a part of the scale playbook that I utilize on a daily basis and walk you through so deeply within scale. I wanted to give you like a sneak peek of what harnessing this structure around your goals could do for you. So I've made this $10 just because I want you to get used to investing in yourself and seeing yourself as worthy of the investment. It's said that people who pay attention, and maybe you found that with the workbooks even, maybe not, but maybe because the workbooks have been free, you haven't put as much time and energy and effort into them. Because this content is free, maybe you haven't really juiced it for all that is within this. So I want to get you used to investing in yourself, seeing yourself worthy as investing in yourself now to support your future. Because the you that you are now and the way that you invest in yourself now and invest your time, invest your energy, invest your resources, this is what is going to create your future. It stems from now. So I'm going to link this scale Google Sheets down below in the show notes for you. I'm sure I will be making more content about it over the next few weeks on my other social media platforms because this is so fucking good and I'm really excited for you to utilize it. But it really puts everything that we've covered in these 3 weeks together into this beautiful spreadsheet for you to fill out and utilize month after month after month, week after week, day after day. It really is going to help you to run your life like the motherfucking CEO that you are. I will also, of course, be linking Scale down below for you too. Again, it is only open for enrollment February 29th through March 17th. So if you want in, now is the time to get in, and the investment will be going up next round after I add all of the juicy new content, which I shared with you earlier, plus more into this round. So again, now's the time to get in. I'll be sharing more about it throughout launch on my other social medias as well. So you can always go check there and just kind of creep on me and see what I'm saying about it. And after you enroll, be sure to DM me because I love to get to give you like a virtual hug and just congratulate you. And I like to get to know the people who are going to be in the round with me because we're like a little special community. We're going to have live calls. We're going to get to know each other. You're going to have access to the Arcanum Academy Facebook group. And I'm on this journey with you. I'm as invested in your success as you are, okay? When you get into my program, I mean, I always give a fuck, but I really give a fuck. So Scale will be linked down below. I really hope to see you in there, especially if you have been committed this far. That tells me you are literally who I made Scale for. Oh, and the potato farmer. So another year and another potato season, praying and visualizing her dreams. But this season was different. The potato farmer spent all potato season working in the fields while promising herself this is the year things would change. She decided to educate herself in the realm of making dreams reality. She had known about manifestation, but it seemed to her, no matter how much she visualized or pretended to be living the reality of being a cherry farmer, her dream wasn't manifesting. She had seen manifestation work for other people, so why not her? She dedicated herself to finding out. She learned that there's more to manifestation than just wishing. She learned about the law of action. She learned about energetics and how to harmonize masculine and feminine energy to actually make soul-inspired ideas take physical form in reality. She learned that her desires were given to her for a reason, and that there would be divine synchronicities, signs, and feelings of inspiration that would guide her beautifully along the path to making her dreams reality. She even began to reflect on some she may have missed in the past. So at the last farmer's market of the season, after selling her potatoes and packing up her stand, heading back to her truck, she couldn't believe her eyes. The cherry stand was back. again with the sign posted, cherry tree seeds for sale. The farmer looked at the money in her hands, then looked at the seeds and back at the money again. The same old thought repeated itself. This is too big of a cost. But then a new voice chimed inside her mind. What's the real cost? It asked her. She thought to herself and could already imagine another year of being a potato farmer playing out the way it always does. The real cost of not directing my time, my energy, and my money towards creating the life I want is spending my time, my energy, and my money perpetuating the life I don't want and that I really wish I could change. The cost is another year feeling stuck and stagnant, another year where nothing changes because I didn't change anything. The manifestation course the farmer had listened to rang in her ear. The change is available to you now. Are you willing to make it? The farmer took a second, hoping for a sign that would tell her to do it, to take the leap, to make the investment into creating the future she desires. She waited, thinking maybe she would overhear another conversation in perfect divine timing. But as she got still and she got quiet, she felt the sign within her. The pull she had learned about. Her insides jolted with a spark of electricity, butterflies in her stomach, and an unexplainable knowing that this was meant for her. So she took all the money she had earned from selling potatoes and bought cherry seeds. She spent the next few months spending her time and her energy growing the cherry farm and loving every second of it. Although it took time, it took energy, and it took resources to fuel her dream. The dream fueled her right back. Before long, the trees were thriving and her new cherry business was booming beyond what she could have ever even imagined. If I never decided it was time to change, I wouldn't be here. If I didn't take time to educate myself, I wouldn't be here. If I never bought those seeds, I wouldn't be here. If I never planted those seeds, I wouldn't be here. If I didn't tend to the seeds daily and nurture the trees with love and care as they grew, I wouldn't be here. It was the soul-aligned investments every step of the way that brought me here, she said to herself. An investment that is made in soul alignment is an investment in me. It's an investment in my future, in my happiness, and it will always return tenfold. A happy little ending to our story, isn't that? Oh, and that word that I can never seem to remember is discipline. No matter how many times I ask for this word, discipline, it always slips my mind. So over this weekend, as I was working on the scale Google Sheet, and I asked my boyfriend for like the millionth time what the word is, the word being discipline, I had this realization that maybe there was a reason why I can never remember this word. Then I had this little intuitive hit that I didn't dig too much into, but this little voice in me told me, what if it's because you don't have to be disciplined? What if there's something greater than discipline? And discipline is just the only word you sometimes know to explain it now. And I just didn't think much of it. I just kind of went along with my day. But the confirmation came as things flowed so effortlessly for me that weekend. I had had work that things that I had wanted to originally get done sooner or had planned to, but with whatever chain of events continued to just get delayed. And this is something that I've learned how to work with, to flow with, to trust. And so coming off that experience on Sunday And then Monday morning, again, intuitively moving through my morning to start my week, I was getting ready while I was listening to a course that I recently invested into for myself. And I couldn't believe what I heard. Suddenly I hear, coming through my headphones, devotion over discipline. Devotion. I got chills through my whole body, thinking about the experience I had had the day before, the way I could never remember that damn word, discipline, and how right it felt in my body when I heard the word devotion instead. Devotion. I feel that in my heart space. Discipline always felt forced. It felt like a, you know, like you better do that. You should do that. You must do that. That's not the energy that I like to fuel my creations. And it's all creations. Everything that we do is our creation. That's not the energy I want to fuel it with. Devotion, though, I can get behind that. Devotion to my future. Devotion to my vision. Devotion to becoming my next level self. Devotion to improving my life. Devotion to pushing myself even when it's challenging, because I know what I want. I know what I'm capable of, and I know that I desire what I desire because I am meant to have it. Devotion to continue the process even when it gets hard, because devotion is an act of love. Devotion is an act that comes from true alignment, not because you have to, not because you should, but because you love why you're doing it. As you work through the episode 3 workbook and the scale Google sheet that I'll link below, and maybe scale itself, I want you to ground into that word devotion. How devoted are you to this life that you're dreaming of, to that vision that you created in episode 1? Not even how bad do you want it, but how bad do you love it? How much do you love that next level you that you visualized and that you have decided to become now? How much do you love that vision for your life that you've dreamt up? How much do you love those goals and those dreams that you have for yourself? How much do you love seeing yourself achieve those goals? Seeing yourself be successful in the things that you say that you want to do and then doing them. How much do you fucking love that? Because I fucking love it. How much do you love the path to it all? You know, really getting to get there and then say, I did that. I made all of that happen. Day by day, the realization of that vision of your goals is the result of you 100% owning your creation power. You harnessing your energy, your vibration, your frequency, you aligning it accordingly. And then you actually walking the talk of it and taking the aligned action and supporting yourself to do so. That's all on you. You did that. How much do you love that when you think about being able to be the version of you who looks back and sees that you've manifested your vision, that you did that? How devoted are you to making this just the way that you live your life? How devoted are you to your future that you are willing to go through the process of learning now how to make this the way that you just live your life? I really encourage you, if you haven't already, to just go read the Scale enrollment page. I will link it down below for you. I'm so passionate about Scale because I made this course out of necessity. I made this course for myself to utilize now as much as I would have utilized way back when I started, and as much as I will continue to utilize years from now. I made this course for people like me who have big dreams, who have big goals, and who want to know how the fuck to make it happen. And to not make it happen from hustling and grinding, but also to not be left with questions like, okay, this manifestation stuff is great, but how do I actually work the process? How do I actually walk this out in the way that I live my life day to day? I've never seen a course quite like Scale, and I am very proud to be able to say that. And I am very excited for how much it is about to expand and grow with this new round even more, to become even more of just this unique monster of a program that is absolutely transformational. Yeah. So read the page if you haven't already. If you have questions, feel free to leave comments down below. I'm more than happy to help guide you and answer any questions that you may have. But if you've loved this, you are just going to love scale. Like, you have no idea. You will adore it. And I can't wait to get to know you and have your energy be a part of this really special round where I'll get to be updating and adding to it live with you in it. Again, the episode 3 workbook and the scale Google sheet that I've made for you guys is all linked down below for you as well. I will link all my jewelry. I didn't get to plug any of it today, but I'm wearing the Revival cross earrings, rapture rings. This is a special one of one. So I can't link that, but I'll link something similar if I can. Also, if you have made it this far, I want you to comment a cherry. Just tie in our little cherry tree story. Comment a cherry below so I know who you are and so I can say hi. I like to know who you guys are, who are really in this with me. And it's fun. I'm getting to recognize a lot of you in these YouTube comment sections because we're kind of new here. We're kind of new to YouTube. So it's fun to get to know you guys over here and see who my podcast listeners are, or I guess now YouTube listeners are, and really get to know you guys because I feel like you guys really get to know me from this longer form content too. Also, let me know how you're feeling after this 3-week challenge. What's come up for you? What has changed? What have you decided? How are you moving forward from this? What are your next steps? And let me celebrate you completing this with you. Okay, my loves, I am just so happy to have had you here for these 3 weeks. Can't wait to get to know so many more of you in this round of scale. And with all of that, I am sending you so much love and so much good fucking energy. Bye.